This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. In North Texas, there's one college tradition designed to make life better for people living in poverty. Most universities host move-in weeks for new students. Think orientation sessions, mixers, and cookouts. Freshmen at Dallas Baptist University are also expected to commit a full day to community service. During orientation, which the students at Dallas Baptist University call SWAT Week, freshmen have time to socialize, figure out their schedules, and decorate their dorm rooms. When Friday rolls around, though, it's time to leave campus and get to work. For hours, students scrub showers with bleach, sweep floors, sort through donated clothes, and do load after load of laundry. Towards the end of the afternoon, the 50 or so students at Cornerstone Baptist Church in South Dallas are beat, but they're happy.
A lot of us were just sleepy when we got here, and then when we walked up, it was just refreshing to see that we were actually impacting something that was so close to us.
JC Harris is starting her freshman year at DBU. She's from Decatur and says until today, she had no idea how many people in Dallas were living on the financial edge. Cornerstone Baptist does a lot for people in poverty. The church serves meals, has a row of hot showers for folks who have no place to take a bath, and a closet full of clothes in every style and size.
It's just really awesome to see that they have this place to go to, and opens my eyes because back at home, I didn't ever have to worry about something like this. And there are girls my age having to worry about this in this place.
And that's what this day of service is designed to teach. Dallas Baptist University debuted the new Student Week tradition a quarter century ago. This year, 600 freshmen and 200 upperclassmen were deployed all over North Texas. They spent an entire day working in soup kitchens, child care centers, and clothing closets to serve people living in poverty, people who also happen to live in their own backyard. Brendan Garcia, a junior, says for him, it's important to consider how much basic amenities, like a clean shower, mean to someone who's used to going without.
I never thought this would be something that someone would just be so desperate to have whenever I do this every day. I need to be thankful for what I have and everything that I take for granted.
As the DBU students work to help people out in the community, they say they're also getting to know each other in a very real way. Sophomore Haven Stevens says hard work is the great equalizer.
You are tired together, and you may start to see people's weaknesses, but also you really get to see their strengths because you get to see their strengths pushing through these hard and tiring moments.
While this day of service may be a requirement for every new student, many find it rewarding, even inspiring.
It's been really interesting to see. It makes me want to go out and see more. It's very eye-opening, and also we're 16 minutes away from campus, and so it's just all this is going on right outside DBU, and it's so easy to reach out to these people.
This service project isn't the end for the DBU freshman class. All first-year students must clock 18 volunteer hours per semester. Scholarship holders must log time in the field too. Brandon Garcia says that's a win for everyone involved.
Serving together forms a bond, especially as followers of Christ, that we would go into our mission field and just be the light in darkness and get to join arms and just get to grow closer to each other, grow closer to those that we're serving, and grow closer to God at the same time.
Which might explain why after 6 hours of manual labor at Cornerstone Baptist Church, these students are still on their feet and smiling. Courtney Collins, KERA News.